AT&T.com.
Kate Delaney, sitting side saddle with you here across America, talking about a lot of different things having to do with the offshoot of Veterans Day. As we remembered veterans, there were flags hung and flown and outside of offices, of course, and homes and parades, which I think you can't do enough to honor our veterans. And it's sad that it comes on the heels of that massacre at Fort Hood. Also, what's happening in Afghanistan on the heels of the bloodiest month in October, and the questions that arise over why are we there? What's the end game? Now you have the ambassador saying, whoa, 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 Hamid Karzai, lots of corruption problems. Don't know that we want to actually dedicate more troops to Afghanistan. So what gives there? And it's been now 8 different meetings with the national security advisors and Obama. And this was the day he said, I don't like any of the options, so I'm going to come up with something different, basically. That means more meetings and more strategizing. And a lot of this is off of what the ambassador said, that there's too many problems with Karzai. As we look into Fort Hood, and of course that's what everybody's doing and trying to scramble and get information and find out what do people know about Hassan, who now has representation. It's a question of what he's going to be charged with, of course. A group of doctors that oversaw his medical training talked about lots of concerns with his, what they called, fanatical religious views and very strange behavior months before he was accused, of course, of opening fire on that base in Killeen, Texas. And the more we hear about the qualms that people had, how did somebody drop the ball in this? If he was constantly defensive and argumentative in all these discussions of Muslim faith and belligerent in his training, and he had this other side of him where his reputation was for being a very mediocre student and a lazy worker, which was a big concern at Walter Reed. So he ends up getting promoted to major ultimately and then put on the base at Fort Hood and then gets deployed to Afghanistan, and look what happens as a result of this. Now, of course, the people who are speaking don't want to be named for fear of retribution with the military, with the Army specifically, but they're coming forward, and I'm sure they will during the investigation. Some people will anyway, because they'll all be asked about it, but they're sharing their views of what they saw and said generally there was a huge consensus that there was a problem here. But they also say that they didn't see that he was violent or a threat. They just thought that the strong religious views got in the way of his work and were a little frightening, a little overzealous. So what I would say is, if they thought he was overzealous and he was saying extremist things, then how do you know what direction he was going to go in, especially when he was saying that he didn't think Muslims, other Muslims, should go and serve in Afghanistan or Iraq because it was too conflicting for them to be able to do that. I mean, was he capable of fratricide? Well, certainly now we know it, but, and some of his colleagues were apparently voicing their concerns, but why didn't they go, you know, who dropped the ball here? Why didn't they go higher up the chain, or did they go a little higher up the chain and they were told to just move on from there? So for that reason, since we are technically clear of Veterans Day and so many of the great people in the military that we honor, we can't honor those people because they really more than dropped the ball. What has led ultimately to people being widowed and children growing up without a father now, and a pregnant woman who was serving our country being killed, it's just horrendous and really hard to fathom still and wrap our heads around this. So we got to throw somebody. Maybe it's the elusive person who dropped the ball, but somebody in the military dropped the ball, and let's hope moving forward they don't continue to do that. But could we please, Mr. Donovan, throw the military people in the dungeon who did not file a complaint about Major Hassan?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Exactly. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
What's up, kiddo?
How are you? You sound pretty live and wired tonight. You sound good.
After Mark calls up, what can he do except to get pumped up?
Exactly.
Two little things real quick. I had a date the other night. So, you know, you go for coffee, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there. She says, tell me a little something about yourself. I said, well, if you take DD and put every letter in the alphabet in front of it, I have it. And she said, I could see that. And then I said, yeah, I listen to talk radio, and I listen to Kate Delaney at night. And she said, yeah, I bet you she doesn't listen to you. And that was it. When she said that, Kate, I handed her a coffee and napkin. I lifted my half-rusty tailgate on my truck, and I took off right there.
Oh.
All right? No. And one thing about guns, real quick. You know, I live in Plattsburgh, and if any one of your listeners want to, if they're up in the area, you know, get in touch with me, and we'll go to the range with maybe 10 or so guns, different guns and pistols, and I'll bring them shooting. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
It's a question of knowing, but like you said, it's a question of knowing the guns.
Yeah.
And that there's a difference between someone who's responsible. And you and I have talked about this before. If you're going to have the gun, you have to know what to do with it then. You have to be prepared for what that entails if you're going to, if somebody's trying to do something to you, if they're coming into your house, whatever. You have to be prepared for what you're going to do.
I was at the gun shop today. There must have been, and it's a tiny one up here, real tiny, tiny shop. And there were six guys in there, and a girl was buying her pistol. And if you want to really hear a conversation, go to a gun shop. Go to a gun shop.
Oh, I have, yes.
They're all thinking the same thing, just like Mark's thinking, you know? I mean, and it's a shame the guy gets on like every one of us and tries to, we got to apologize first for trying to, even if any, like even I listen to Alex Jones too, and if even 10%, Kate, of what we talk about is true, that's enough.
Mm-hmm,
that's plenty enough right there.
Mm-hmm.
10% if it's true, but come on, you know? All right, kiddo.
All right, you take care.
Yeah.
Be careful on those dates out there saying you listen to talk radio. And then the response was brutal from her, so good for you that you left. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791 if you want to throw your two cents in. Earlier in the day, amidst everything that I was doing and trying to find out more about Afghanistan and the Pentagon rumors and whatnot, just kind of mixing this in here, I happen to see this. I never watch daytime TV, so-called daytime TV, the Ellens, the whatever. I don't have time and I'm not interested in it, frankly. No offense to them because they might have great shows, but I happen to see Oprah Winfrey had the woman on who was attacked by the chimp. We talked about that on the show, the craziness of that, the woman who had the chimp as a pet, and a pet that sat and ate at the dinner table and mauled her friend's face. Wow. When they say mauled the face and attacked her, the picture and seeing her in the flesh, very, very sad. I mean, her face, just unrecognizable. I can't even describe it to you. You'd have to go on the internet and pop up one of the websites and see. Wow. I don't blame her. I hope she sues everybody and gets every penny she can. Hang with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Got questions? Well, I've got answers. Join me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, on Wisdom, Love, and Magic at webtalkradio.net, where my guests and I will investigate everything from astrophysics to psychic phenomenon, from comedy to psychiatry. You are an amazing being in a complex and increasingly confusing world. Take a moment to get to know those you love and yourself better. If it matters to you, we talk about it. That's Wisdom, Love, and Magic with me, Dr. Margaret Cochran, at webtalkradio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No doubt that we all want answers as to what happened as far as Fort Hood and, you know, who didn't get the right information up the chain of command, or how it was poo-pooed, or people who didn't step forward, or whatever it is. And, you know, we understand about just things when you hear rumors, or you just, for some reason, somebody isn't liked and people just make up nonsense about them or whatever. But I think in this case, it was pretty clear, especially with the presentation he made back in 2007 that was radically wrong because it was so off the money of what they were supposed to do. Do a presentation on medicine and you're doing something about why Muslims shouldn't serve. Clearly, you're not doing the assignment and then going off on how it might be better if Muslims didn't serve because of the feelings that build up inside them, and then obviously going to places like Iraq and Afghanistan. Clearly there, I don't think there would have been anything wrong with questioning that, certainly. So now a lot of politicians are playing the game. It's an easy thing to jump on. It's sort of one way or the other. Either you have politicians who are saying, whoa, don't jump to conclusions, and I agree with the general, we need diversification and that whole thing. Or you have people that are, a lot of people that are jumping in line to say, investigation, investigate now, something has to be done here. One of them is Mike McCall, who's a Republican from, a congressman from Texas, Republican from Texas, who was pretty fired up about all of this. He was on the base, obviously, Fort Hood for the memorial service. And here was his thoughts.
Well, let me say thanks to our veterans for serving this great nation. I was at Fort Hood yesterday at the memorial service where we honored 13 soldiers killed in cold blood by Mr. Hassan as he yelled out, Allah Akbar, God is great. There are some serious issues regarding this case. I'm a former counterterrorism prosecutor. One of my biggest concerns is who was communicating with Mr. Hassan prior to this tragic event, and what is the motivation and intent behind it? I think there are a lot of people early on who want to rush to judgment and say this is a lone wolf case that had nothing to do with terrorism, when we're finding out every day evidence is coming out that he did in fact have contact with al-Qaeda operatives like the imam in Yemen, which is a safe haven for al-Qaeda. This imam also had a mosque where we know two of the 9/11 hijackers attended. So there are some serious questions that I think the American people are entitled to get answers to.
Yeah, we are entitled to those answers, absolutely. And I think more than anything, who's entitled to the answers are the people who lost loved ones in that. Because, I'm sorry, I mean, all the psychiatrists in the world, all the family members, all the military folks who are so close-knit on a base. You have, I know people that have lived on bases, and they say it's just incredible, the outpouring. But the bottom line is, when all of that's subsides, and then you go, the widow or the families of the kids, because I call them kids, they were 20, barely 21 years old, go back to whatever their normal life is, it's such a heavy heart, it's so tough. Imagine burying a son, imagine burying a daughter, particularly when, not when they're coming back from serving in Afghanistan or Iraq where you're scared to death every day anyway because you don't want to lose them, but when they're on the base there at Fort Hood and part of this, sadly, this massacre. Sadly, we'll be talking about this for a long time, but let's hope that this spurs some change, some awareness, and there aren't people who are burying their head in the sands afraid of the PC police capping on them, or, you know, not willing to go that extra mile, which is not going an extra mile, but making a phone call and saying, listen, something's just not right here. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but here's what I've seen. Here's what's going on. Because people were seeing this. People were hearing this. And I think the reality is, if you take someone like Hassan, who is a U.S. citizen, I said this before, and now here we are on our shores, and where are they getting riled? Where was he getting riled up from the radical imam and emailing? Of course, you know he's got to love that, because look what happened. Look at the damage done. I mean, how many other soft targets are there in the United States? The answer is thousands upon thousands. So it's time to be real about this. It's time to have a real conversation about what's happening out there. Not to take people who are innocent people, people who have nothing to do with anything, who are not radicalized, who are not sending emails to radical imams, etc. But in the case of Hassan, clear cut, the FBI, which they're fighting this claim, but it looks like they ignored the intel on Hassan. Could the FBI have stopped what happened at Fort Hood? And, you know, the stresses probably on him were huge. No doubt he snapped, absolutely. But he was a self-radicalized, homegrown terrorist, a one-man wrecking crew, a terrorist cell on his own. I mean, you got to face the facts, certainly, I think, with that. All right, quickly, I wanted to squeeze in some emails, as we do have mail. Many of you have sent lots and lots of emails about the situation at Fort Hood. So I've saved up a bunch of them and gone through, and I figured that we would go through a couple of them quickly here. Here's one from Ed. He says, Kate, this is outrageous what's happened in Fort Hood. Particularly the more I read, the more I listen to your show, the more that I hear you had two guys on the other day. I thought they were excellent, both who had served, talking about what wasn't happening on that base and talking about what's not happening in America when it comes to a radicalized Islamic person. there would be jihadists probably all around us. Who knows whether it's a handful or even a little bit more. How can we be so naive as a nation? Here's one from Jack, and Jack says, kudos to Joe Lieberman. Not normally a big fan of his, but he kind of was ahead of the curve. At least he jumped forward and said this, that he was a self-radicalized guy. And that's true. He did say that on one of the Sunday talk shows after General Casey was saying the opposite thing. All right, here's one from Jan. Jan listening to us, WVMT in fabulous Vermont. Dennis McMahon and the boys, hi to all of you up there. And she says, I feel so awful for the families of those that perished, and probably those that were wounded feel a little bit lucky that they're not worse off, although some of the injuries are probably pretty awful, certainly, to deal with. Can you imagine what's happening now, Kate, on that base as everybody scrambles? And you think that Hassan was an army psychiatrist nonetheless. True. The odd thing is he was treating so many people. Who knows? I mean, groups of people and obviously people who had been to war. And then he goes and opens fire like that on the base. And he was supposed to be sort of the comfort guy. And if you've ever been to a VA, I just recently was in Dallas, and you see really young people, and you see a lot of older people, and you know that their psychiatric unit, they have a thing called the Platinum Team there, and I think that they have that in other VAs, is just exploding with people that are trying to deal with coming back from things that they've seen, whether it was a longer time ago or it was recently. And I saw that in the people that I was talking to in one of the waiting rooms there. So can you imagine for the people that he was treating how they feel after hearing of what was happening, obviously, on that horrible, horrible day? Okay, a couple more quickly. Here's one from Billy B. Billy B. says, Kate, always get a chuckle out of your show. I love it when you do the birthdays and say, I think you're going to recognize a few of the names. But I wanted to actually talk about Fort Hood. Boy, that was a heavy day for me. I feel so badly for the people on that base. Can you imagine what it was like in those moments when suddenly a colleague opened fires on you and you don't know what to do other than to hit the deck and pray that your number's not up? Well, and that's the description. A lot of people, when something like that happens, I think the shock of it and just how quickly things are almost just all of a sudden, you are reacting within seconds. And people keep asking that question. Well, he was one guy. How did he do it? And he was, he knew how to shoot, obviously, from his years in the military. He had the two guns. He was loaded for bear with ammunition, and that's exactly what he did. He knew he had planned what he was going to do. He knew where he was going to be. He knew that there would be X amount of people there at the time. And life is random. They just happen to be there at the very wrong time. Stay with us.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Our little odds and ends here on America Tonight, some other things that have happened around the country. I don't know how many people heard about this one, but two Secret Service cars that protect the VP hit and killed a guy in Temple Hills on Wednesday morning. They were traveling from Andrews Air Force Base when the person was hit. Wow, can you imagine? It was a guy that somehow got in the way of these cars, and they immediately transported him to the hospital, Prince George's Hospital, but he had critical injuries and died. So only the Secret Service were there. They weren't carrying the VP or any other dignitaries. But you can imagine how shocking that is when that happens. They were headed, I guess, back to the garage, and the vice president was there to speak at a memorial service for 7 soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan. And, boy, that's just awful. And I guess they didn't release the guy's name because they have to notify the family, obviously, and they're still investigating what happened there, if he just was in the road, didn't see them, or what it was. But certainly had to be shocking for those Secret Service guys who found themselves in that situation. Boy, nobody's talking about the swine flu lately in the United States. We've talked about it a ton on America Tonight. The latest statistics are this, just so you know. They're saying now that about 4,000 or more Americans have died, most likely. They can't even be sure of all of them, from swine flu. They say it's four times the estimate that they've been using. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had put the swine flu death count at about 1,000. And they say many millions of Americans have caught the virus since it first appeared in April. Well, let's go to our germatorium, of course, the mothership, which would be the Genesis Communications Network, and our technical maestro, Donovan Madsen, is there. Donovan, has anybody at the fort gotten the swine flu? Anybody have the swine flu? I don't think so. He's silent, so I'm thinking no. Although the better person to ask might be Mads. Donovan is in and out so late in the day. I'm gonna take the silence as a sign that nobody has the swine flu on the premises, so that's a good thing. I have family scattered all over the United States, not just in one area, and I've asked everybody to keep an eye on that with the schools, my nephew's school, et cetera, to see if anybody's reporting anything. And in Tampa, not big reports of that. In Dallas, Texas, in Philadelphia, in Chicago, in San Francisco, in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm thinking of places that I recently checked in with folks who have kids in schools, and they haven't been hit with that, of course. But what's crazy is how the idea that there was a shortage and who was going to take the shots. Remember the demanding of the health workers in New York that they have to have the shots. So now with millions of people getting it, is it that they're getting it staying home? Is it, has the vaccination warded, has that done anything for anybody? I mean, that's what I would be curious about. We're going to have one of the doctors back on that we talked to in the past. You know, we had Dr. Len on, of course. And we've had both sides. We've had doctors who support it and doctors who don't, to get the perspective all the way around as to what the swine flu vac was all about. And I like what Dr. Lenz said. You know, you trace who's profiting off of it, and it's pretty scary stuff. It's always about following the money. We've learned that lesson, right? It's not just with terroristic things. It's in other ways. Follow the money. And ultimately, the true answers, I think, will be revealed. All right, here's a follow-up, too, to something that we talked about just briefly on the show, because there were so many other things going on. In fact, it was another one of those eye-opening shockers. This guy in Ohio, the serial killer, that they think now he might have killed people overseas, and who knows how many dead bodies he carried out. And once again, it's another repeat offender guy who was let out. So he was charged with 5 counts of aggravated murder. He was indicted Monday on 1 count of attempted murder, 2 counts of rape, 2 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of felonious assaults in an attack back in September that led to the search of his home. It would take me forever to list all the possible things that this guy has done. But there's a stench that's flying around his home in Cleveland. So now they're searching the house next door for more bodies, and they're finding more things. Remember, they found the skull in the basement, and a lot of people thought the odor was a sausage shop, but now it's decomposing bodies that they believe. So the FBI is all over the place. They've got they're searching the property and searching next door to see if they uncover any other bodies from Anthony Sewell's neighborhood. Like I said, the 50-year-old, I think it shocked a lot of people. In all so far, the remains of 11 women have been found in the house or in the yard. All the women were black. Most have been strangled. 9 have been identified through DNA and dental records. And what happened is the cops say that he lured the women who were living alone or had problems with alcohol, so he got liquor and then attacked him in his house, or different things. Extremely vulnerable people he went after. And You know, they're reviewing all these databases for unsolved crimes because they're thinking that there's so many more out there that might be connected to him, particularly where he served in the military. He was in the Marines from 78 to 85, and he was in California, and he was in Japan, and he was in the Carolinas, too. So, you know, the body count, sadly, keeps racking up on this creep, this nutball. And can you imagine that? You see the neighborhood. It looks like a kind of a decent neighborhood. And with those old sort of like Victorian houses with the porches. And just right down the street, can you imagine? Oh, yeah, that Anthony. Nicest guy in the world. Poof, next week. And you know they found a skull in his basement? And that smell that we're smelling, we think it's a sausage shop. No, it's not. It might be other bodies connected to some of the properties around here. Whew. Yeah. That's like that one of those TV news moments where they used to in the old days go out and say, well, how do you feel? What was your neighbor like? And you would always get those same answers. He was the nicest guy in the world. He helped us when we moved in. He was nice to the kids, and he watched our dog when we were away. Whew. I have a feeling they're going to uncover a lot of things they don't even want to know about. The big story that we talked about earlier on America Tonight is the fact that now Senator Reid is pushing big time to introduce this bill, the health care reform bill. Originally it was like, no, we're going to punt this until next year because we'll never get it done through the holidays. But now on the 16th, next Monday, he's actually going to introduce this bill. One of the things that Reid talked about is they're considering a plan for higher payroll taxes on upper income people to help finance health care legislation. He's introducing that in the Senate in the next couple days or so, and we go back to that same golden number again. It would only be on people above $250 a year. So that's one of the options. That means anybody out there who's making that amount of money, you would, if they say yes to this, then you would have a higher chunk taken out, obviously. Right now, the law has the tax at 1.45% of the income and an amount that's matched by the employers. So they're also considering whether it would apply to a company's portion of the tax. Obama, the major campaign thing that he said over and over again is if you made less than $250, you weren't going to be taxed. You were not going to have your taxes raised. And I think they're really trying, the administration is trying to stick to that. But do you think what if somebody just barely makes over $250, they've scrimped their whole life to get there, put themselves through school or whatever, should they have to pay for other people's health care? I mean, it's an interesting question, isn't it? It is. And I think that a lot of this will be, I think it has a great chance of being voted down. Absolutely. There is no final decision on it, of course, and it all has to do with those numbers you get from the Congressional Budget Office about the costs and the coverage and all of that. But now we know that even the guy who runs the Congressional Budget Office isn't sure that some of the numbers from the House proposal actually could be set in stone. And, of course, they're not sure because they don't know where we're going to be 5-6 years from now. So they passed that legislation, and it's supposed to be $1 trillion, but how much is it really going to be? And we keep coming back to the same thing over and over again. I'm almost sick of saying it on these airwaves. But who is paying for this? Where is the money coming from? Where is the money coming from? Well, I guess there might be a lot of people in the United States making more than $250,000, and they're going to have to pay whatever on their payroll taxes. And you can bet they're not going to like that, and they're going to fight that, especially the companies are going to fight that. Now, the House did have legislation that had a surtax of 5.4% on income above $500,000 for individuals and $1 million for couples. And that hasn't gotten very much backing in the Senate. So I don't think anything at the $250 is going to get any backing there either. I think Obama just wants this thing passed, so they're going to try to ease whatever they have to ease to try to get it to get it through, and then ultimately get it on his desk and get it signed. But is that really right? No. It should have taken longer to be able to go through this and make it all make sense and have bipartisan cooperation. Stay with us. Birthdays this day in history coming up next.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
So first up to bat, we've got news you can abuse on this day in the history and, of course, birthdays. I promise I won't make reference to how many I think you're going to know. We were talking about the swine flu, though, earlier in the numbers, and the CDC saying they were bigger than they thought. But I checked in my crew just to see, out of curiosity, were there worries, was there conversations, were these so-called swine flu parties happening? And I got no. And I know that there are people that are very concerned, and I know that there are sad stories about kids who have come down with the swine flu, but I've heard that it depends on the strain, and it's catching something right in the beginning and staying home from school and all that other sort of stuff. So speaking of the swine flu, an Italian inventor has combined faith and a genius way to make money to keep church traditions alive for the faithful without fear of contracting swine flu. an electronic holy water dispenser. Yeah. You know, that's what you got to do, what you got to do. And this is out of Rome, because you think of so many people who visit Rome, visitors from all over the place. It's a terracotta dispenser used in the northern town of Fornace di Brisco, and it's like a soap dispenser, as I said, in the public washrooms. A churchgoer waves his or her hand under a sensor, and the machine spurts out holy water. That would be kind of a novel thing. So the Catholics that are leaving and entering the church usually dip their hands, if you don't know, into fonts full of holy water, blessed by the priest, and they make the sign of the cross. Because of the H1N1 virus, people in Italy are worried. 15 people have died from swine flu. They didn't want to dip their hands in the water, so they decided that this was kind of a good idea, and his little invention is actually taking off. Okay, here's another story for you from North Carolina, closer to home. North Carolina school officials are dismissing the Cash for Grades fundraiser at a middle school. This kind of did get a big blip on the national radar screen. The News and Observer of Raleigh reported that Wayne County school administrators halted this plan that they had, and the plan was the school was going to offer 20 test points to students in exchange for a $20 donation. But the principal had said she approved the idea after a parent advisory council presented it in a way to raise money, but then rejected the suggestion that extra points on two tests could make a difference in a final grade. Gee, are you kidding me? How obvious is that if it was going to be for real? Okay, let's see. It could make a difference in my final grade. Here's your $40. Who's not? Of course they're going to pay for that. Like encouraging cheating. The idea of making the money was a good one. But for test points that count on a final grade, come on. I don't know, Donovan, is that when you were growing up, did they ever do that at your elementary school? Did they try to bribe you? If you give us this amount of money, if the Madsen family donates this amount of money, we will give you this grade.
No. They actually never tried that sort of bribery. Maybe it might have worked.
Well, think about that. Can you imagine the kids buzzing about that? You go home, Mom, I need $40. Why? Because I'm going to get my grade moved up. I have a C, but I'll get a B if you donate $40. Then it becomes an interesting question if it had gone that far as to what would the parents do? Their kid needs the better grade. You don't want your kid to get the bad grade. Do you actually give them the money to do that? I'm going to say no, probably not. And this is under News You Can Abuse, but a shame on this pilot. United Airlines has suspended a pilot who was arrested in London on suspicion that he was about to fly a Boeing 767 with 124 passengers while drunk. It happened Monday before this flight, which was bound for Chicago, would have carried those people that I mentioned, and 11 crew members, by the way. It was a 51-year-old pilot. They didn't release his name. He's free on bail pending the results of alcohol tests. It's not looking good, though. And, of course, United took the time to tell everybody that safety is their highest priority. The pilot removed from service. And, you know, we saw what happened with that Northwest jet. They were distracted. They overshot the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport by 150 miles. Now you have this pilot showing up obviously intoxicated. And United has a pretty strict alcohol policy, probably one of the strictest in the book. So, yeah, I don't think you want a drunk pilot, especially that flight going that far, all the way from London back to the States. Yeah. You got to have a straight pilot, straight in the sense that sober. So today in history, it is November 12th. There are 49 days left in the year. Man, I cannot believe it. In 1815, American suffragette Elizabeth Cady Stanton was born in Johnstown, New York. In 1908, Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun was born in Nashville, Illinois. How about that? A lot of interesting births, huh? In 1977, the city of New Orleans elected its first black mayor, Dutch Murrow, the winner of a runoff. In 1984, space shuttle astronauts Dale Garner and Joe Allen snared a wandering satellite in history's first space salvage. The B-2 satellite was secured in Discovery's cargo bay for return to Earth. Meanwhile, in 2001, American Airlines Flight 587 en route from JFK Airport to the Dominican Republic crashed after takeoff, I remember that, killing 265 people. It was just 10 years ago when President Clinton signed a measure knocking down Depression-era barriers and allowing banks, investment firms, and insurance companies to sell each other's products. That also has become disastrous in some cases, obviously. 5 years ago, a jury in Redwood City, California, convicted Scott Peterson, boy, it's been that long, of murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and dumping her body in the San Francisco Bay. Peterson still maintains his innocence, as you all know. He was later sentenced to death. 1 year ago, same-sex marriages began in Connecticut, a month after the state Supreme Court ruled that gays had the right to wed. Kenny Chesney took home his fourth Entertainer of the Year trophy at the CMA Awards a year ago. Now it was Taylor Swift, by the way. And also Mitchell, the England-born drummer for Jimi Hendrix Experience, was found dead in his hotel room in Portland, Oregon. He was 61 years old. All right, Maestro, pipe out that birthday music. Let's just say I like this list. Former baseball player Sammy Sosa, who's in the news for his skin going from dark to light, almost like a Michael Jackson experience, and he's saying he doesn't know why. He's just using this cream on his face. He is 41 years old. Olympic gold medalist Nadia Comaneci, 48 years old. Actress Megan Mullally is 51. Remember her from Will and Grace. Sportscaster Al Michaels, you catch him on Sunday night. I love Sunday night football. He is 65 years old. Rocker Booker T. Jones from Booker T. and the MGs is 65 years old, if we go back a little ways. Also celebrating a birthday, figure skater Tanya Harding, pardon me for laughing, is 39 years old. Actress Tamala Jones is 35. Actress Ashley Williams is 31. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Ryan Gosling is 29 years old. Actress Annie Hathaway, oh, she's so cute. Remember Princess Bride? She's been a slew of other movies since then. Get Smart. She is 27 years old. Pop singer Amaran is 25 years old. Actor playwright Wallace Shawn is 66. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight. Good day for a birthday. Certainly way before we get into the December Christmas season anyway. So send us an email day or night on any of this stuff at americatonight.net.
Computer, execute complete shutdown of the holodeck.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Gonna do what?
Power down and disengage.
Time to go home now.
Going home soon.
I'll be back.
It's been fun working with you.
I quit.
7 years of college down the drain.
Game over, man.
And now for something completely different.